It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Cattle markets continue to amaze as we continue to see strength pretty much across the board in both the live cattle and the feeder cattle markets, with cash primarily the driving factor at this point. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the technicals in the cattle markets.
Spring planting is here, and time to make the final adjustments to your 2025 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe this is the year to consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies and can find the policy that fits your operation the best. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200, the risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
You know, taking a look back at the cattle markets, it's been simply amazing to watch how much strength has been able to be garnished in this contract, when both the live cattle and the feeder cattle contracts. And we're starting to get into areas where this is going to be one of the longest bull runs in cattle in a very, very long time. Looking at the June live cattle market, our lows came in on August 21st of last year at 170.25. And on June 11th, we hit our new all-time contract high of $227.82. That's a rally of $57.57 in that time frame, which is, again, we're not seeing any little bit of a major setback in this market or potential. Cash continues to be strong. That continues to push the live cattle market. Looking at the charts, we've only seen seven setbacks in the live cattle market since this rally began, and every one of them has been met with aggressive buying. And we do have another signal in this market that could show a little bit of a topping action, and that is on June 5th when we gapped higher and we created what now is being traded as an island top. We'll see if this continues, but at this point, you know, nothing technically has been able to slow this market down. Maybe this is just a sign of a little bit of a correction coming. Feeder cattle are showing kind of the same synopsis. Looking at the September, you know, putting a bottom in on September 9th at 236.18, and now on June 10th rallying to its all-time never seen before contract high of 314.20. That's a $78 rally in that time frame. And again, we're looking at this taking place over about a 9-month time frame, while the live cattle market has seen a little bit longer of a run. Just like the live cattle, feeder cattle have only seen about seven setbacks, but again, every one has been met with aggressive buying, pushing the market back higher. We do have the same gap showing up in the June 5th contract in the feeder cattle market, but it isn't as defined as what we're seeing in the live cattle market. At this point, everybody's looking for this market to top and looking for signals when it will top. At this point, though, there's nothing technically out there that's showing this market is done running. And fundamentally, we still have our problems, and that is tight supplies and strong cash trade that is helping to support this market.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.